Hello and welcome to the English Unite podcast. My name is Mari.
And my name is Dan, and we're here to show you the way to fluency, confidence, and clear communication in English.
English is my second language, and I went from being an English learner who lacked confidence to helping hundreds of students from around the world speak better. I am here to share with you all my secrets to how you can communicate with clarity and confidence in English too.
And after years of teaching, I have helped many of my students enjoy the learning process and worry less about being perfect. When this happens, they start to see their true strengths in their English skills and use those to become even better. This is something I am ready to share with you as well.
If you are ready to build a new version of yourself as a fluent English speaker so that you can achieve your big personal and professional goals, you have come to the right place, my friend. So let's get started. Hello and welcome to one more episode of the English Unite podcast. Today, I'll be answering a question that we get asked a lot by our students and followers. Do you need to learn the IPA, the International Phonetic Alphabet, in order to master the English sounds? This is an important question, and the answer is, well, not very simple. I will try to be as brief and clear as I can. My intention here is to share my experience as an English learner and teacher and give you information so that you can make your own decision about whether or not you should try and use the IPA in your studies. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the IPA, or the International Phonetic Alphabet, are symbols that have been created to represent sounds. You learned in episode number 16 that each language has its own sounds, right? The IPA was created to help people learn sounds that exist in different languages. These symbols are a visual representation of sounds. I'm sure you have seen them in dictionaries. So, to answer the question about whether you need to know the IPA in order to have clear pronunciation, no, you don't need it. I know some students who don't like using the IPA symbols because they get confused and stressed out. If this is your case, don't feel pressured to learn the IPA. Ask your teacher to show you the correct articulation for each English sound and you will be fine. Find another way to represent the English sounds in your head and you will be fine. For example, I have students who use the mental picture of a lollipop for the TH sound. Do whatever is best for you. Now, the most important question here is, how can the IPA help you? Well, you know that very often English words are not pronounced the same way as they are written. The same letters in English might have different sounds. For example, the letters CH can sound like a CH, as in the word chair, but they can also sound like a K, as in the word chaos. So if you're learning a new word with CH and you don't know if it has a CH or a K sound, the IPA will show you. If you can't hear the different vowel sounds in the words bet, bit, and beat, which are three very difficult sounds that a lot of English learners struggle with hearing and saying, the IPA can help you. It will give you a visual image that you can match to each of those three sounds, e, I, and e. Knowing these symbols can give you more freedom and help you feel more sure about your pronunciation. If you know the IPA, you will have a visual representation for each English sound. You will create a picture of that sound in your brain, and this will help you remember that sound better and faster. It can also help you fix your pronunciation mistakes with that particular sound. Both Dan and I personally love using the IPA to learn and teach. It's a simple group of symbols. It's a great system you can use to learn the sounds of any language. So, Uniter, to summarize what I've just said, no, you don't need to know the IPA. There are other ways you can develop clear pronunciation. We recommend it and use it with our students when necessary. But whatever you decide to do, make sure that you are learning the correct articulation of English sounds. This means learning the right mouth positions for each sound. Most students learn English pronunciation by listening and trying to copy the pronunciation, but from experience, I can tell you that just listening and repeating is not a good way to have the most clear pronunciation. You will only be sure that you're using correct English sounds when you learn sound articulation. And that's exactly what we teach you in our How to Speak Clearly Sounds Foundation course. In this course, we hold your hand and guide you through everything you need to know about how to pronounce English sounds correctly and fluently. You deserve to be understood when you speak English, and knowing how English sounds work will make your speech more clear and help you get what you want. In our How to Speak Clearly course, we also introduce the IPA symbols one by one, together with all the sounds in American English. All lessons are very practical, and you will get to work very closely with us so we can help you have clearer pronunciation. The course is 100% recorded, so you can watch all lessons and practice at your own time and still receive feedback and support from us as your teachers. Registration for our How to Speak Clearly course starts on March 20th, and the first 10 people who join will win a private session with us to correct their pronunciation. This bonus is incredible, and we're very excited for everyone who joins this course. Go to www.english-unite.com/how-to-speak-clearly to find out more and join the VIP list to get early access to the course. The link is in the description of this podcast. That's it for today, Uniter. If you found the episode useful, could you do me a big favor and share it with your friends and family who are also learning English? That will help us reach more people who need our help to improve. And if you have any questions about this or any other episode, send us a message on Instagram. It's english.unite. Thanks for listening and see you in the next one. Bye-bye.